This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast. It is our feature review today, Avengers Endgame. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to probably the biggest film event of 2019.
Of Avengers. Entire, like, the existence of time.
How appropriate. It is. Avengers Endgame is the final film in the first three phases of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The 22nd film, indeed. Directed, again, by Anthony and Joe Russo. Produced by Kevin Feige. With a screenplay by Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. And who doesn't hit star? But amongst those includes Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, Don Cheadle, Paul Rudd, Brie Larson, Karen Gillan, Tanaya, Bradley Cooper, and Josh Brolin. That'll do for that. Amongst many others, as we will hear when we get to spoilers section, the budget of this 282 minutes, reports vary, running time film, was $356 million, according to Deadline.
Really?
Yeah. And get this, they reckon they spent at least another $150 million just on the advertising up to this point. But then there's basically they're saying that it needs to make $1.1 billion to go into profit.
It's going
to
make two.
Guess what?
What?
It's on track to make that $1.1 billion by the end of this weekend.
Ha! There you go.
It should be, they are reporting at this particular stage, the greatest opening weekend of all time
across cinema.
And they're already suggesting that if it has the legs and the reviews and the cinema score feedback would suggest it does, that it's going to be one of the biggest four, if not top three films of all time.
Holy shit.
What's it about, Wayne?
Good God. Well,
without spoilers, of course, if you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you on board. But we will have a non-spoiler section because it's very, very important. It probably won't be very long, non-spoiler section, let's be honest.
The spoiler section will be wildly long.
The spoiler section will be much longer, but you are safe to listen until we hit that buzzer.
Okay. 3 weeks after Thanos used the Infinity Stones to disintegrate half of all life across the universe, this movie is about the remaining Avengers and their battle to live among the new world and maybe try to reverse the effects of the snapping. I think that's all I can say.
That's all you can say without spoilers. I would 100% agree. Okay, we had wildly different viewing experiences.
Did we ever?
Right, Wayne, you go first. How did you come to watch Avengers Endgame?
Well, if you want to hear some sad shit, people, hold on tight. You're listening to a man.
We're not talking about his dating life.
Yeah, that's another whole thing.
Hang on.
Thrill me.
Oh, well done. Okay, so.
No, about your dating life. Oh.
Yes, I took a day off work, people. I took a whole
You're not
day
alone.
Off.
You are not alone.
I know I'm not, because I saw an 8:45 a.m. session on Wednesday. So that means, like, I was probably one of the first people
in the world.
Yeah, maybe. I guess
Australia
so.
Was one of the first places to
get it happen. Because I don't like spoilers. And so
who does?
Who does, exactly. So I saw that then, right? Had my opinions about that movie. Went back the second night, right? Saw it in the evening.
It's about 36 hours later.
So I've seen this bad boy twice.
Ooh. All right. That's where your review is coming from, having had a few days to process.
Yes,
I have
you?
Just walked out of the cinema.
Yes. Paul Prezula has this moment come straight from the cinema.
I have. So literally walked inside, sat down, set up the mic, and here we go. So we have the considered sort of having had a thought, lots of thoughts about it, maybe read up about it. I've done none of that. This is purely from the gut.
You know what? I actually,
so it should be interesting.
I don't envy you because having seen it twice, I can tell you that there's so much in this film. There's so much in it, right? And if you're trying to review it like mere like an hour or whatever after seeing it, for me, I wouldn't have time to step back and formulate a proper opinion on it, or at least, like, I just have trouble with it. So, but you're actually much better at that than me. So,
well, as a veteran of many, many films this year.
Yes, you are. Actually, let's hear you first.
All right. Well, as an overall, it's a good film. I don't think it's brilliant. I don't think it's wonderful. I think it takes a long time to get where it's going, and there's some arguably unnecessary fan service, and there's some unnecessary focusing on things that really slow the pace of the film down.
Interesting.
And then the last act is almost perfect.
Not bad. For any listeners out there, the first thing you got to know about this film is that it's a very different movie from Infinity War, my opinion. It's different focus, different pacing, different objective. It's not there to do the same thing.
I agree. However, a little bit like Kill Bill Volume 1.
Yes.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
This made me think of that a lot.
It's like it puts almost all, the big battles in the first one and really gets you up and going. And then it never in that way lives up to the same, goals. And so you're right. It is a different film. But I didn't know that because I avoided everything.
So did I.
Except for one major spoiler. I'm going to save it for the spoilers
Someone
and
spoiler?
Talk about it. But one person out of spite on Twitter, and my phone popped up with a notification. Spoiled
piece of
a
shit.
Massive, massive thing.
What a prick.
And has, and I will name that podcast, or at least person, Chasing Movies! At the Movie Chaser. Block him or her.
Yep. Shut it down.
And I will tell you
blackball.
In the spoiler section, but that person deserves to go to a special place in hell.
Yeah. Kill that piece of shit.
And I do know a couple of other people in this thread that this conversation happened have reported, at least a couple reported him to Twitter. So I hope that they actually shut the account down and it
so
disappears.
So do I. He's a piece of shit.
Fuck that piece of shit.
What a bag of
ass. I wasn't even involved in the argument. Just he got spiteful at someone else and just whammed out there two major things.
This is why I stay off Twitter.
Mm-hmm. But I was staying off Twitter largely, yeah. Except I forgot to turn notifications
sometimes,
off.
Sometimes, exactly.
So it popped up on my phone. Anyway, that's my story and my reaction to the film. Wayne, I expect you to be very different. What is your thoughts on Avengers Endgame?
Well, let me tell you this. I think the fact that you've seen it so recently is a total factor here. Because when I saw it the first time, I can tell you that I thought the first act was slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah.
It does take a while to get where it's going. Now, I didn't necessarily mind it because those slow parts are character building parts. But if you're coming off Infinity War, which didn't let up, and then it's this thing, which is this sort of dirge for the first act at least, right? I see it now again, and it was definitely necessary. And I can see how well written those parts were.
Okay.
Because I knew it was coming. I wasn't expecting action. I knew the first bit was a lull and explaining shit. So that's what makes it a bit different. And I can tell you this, it totally held up the second time. This is a 3-hour movie. I was not bored. I saw it twice within like a 48-hour period.
Yep.
So that's how I know it's a well-constructed film.
Sure.
That's one thing there.
Whereas I walked out of Infinity War and was busting at the seams to see it again. I walked out of this one and I'm like, do I go with my fiance or do I not?
Definitely do. Definitely do go see it with her, right? She's going to walk out with the same first impression as you, but you will like it better, I think.
Okay.
That's what I think. In my opinion, you have to have seen, if not all the MCU movies, a good, like, basically most of them, the important ones.
Oh, for sure. And even then, it makes reference to some obscure MCU films.
It does. It really does. And it also, like, it's this payoffs from 5 movies ago, like, you know, 5-year-old movies and stuff are in this. And that's really, really wicked. It's fan service after fan service.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that. This, after all, is a movie for the fans. I mean, it's not high art, but it embraces what it is. And I
sure.
think, and you mentioned this last time, it's impossible to, like it was impossible to evaluate Infinity War in and of itself. You can't do that with this either. You have to put them both together, right?
Well, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Those of you who listen to the show and are regular listeners will know that last year I gave Infinity War 4 stars, and or give or take. I have it around about an 80, 83, I think, from memory. And I said I was prepared to re-rate it after seeing Endgame. Yeah. Well, now I can.
And?
And Infinity War goes up.
Yeah. Because it was better than this one.
Yeah, because I think it's better than this one, personally,
yeah.
Infinity War. But what Endgame treads around very carefully and succeeds in doing is how it brings everything to a conclusion.
Mm.
So I said, if they cheapen what happens in Infinity War, then that would drop right away and my grading would fall. They didn't cheapen. So
they did not cheapen.
I'm happy with that.
Right, and I think my issue was that I would definitely say this movie wasn't as fun as Infinity War.
Absolutely not.
Okay? So that's the problem that I had with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I wanted some more fun. Well, really, this isn't here to do that, although it is, but not as much. Like, it's not the same movie. So, I don't know. I don't think it's correct to compare it necessarily because the first movie was about Thanos, and that's what made it good.
Mm-hmm.
This character you don't really know anything about, it was all about him and everything else was incidental. This movie is not that. And it can't be that.
No, it can't be because you already know everything about Thanos, or at least
right.
enough.
So, I mean, that was it. It's still extremely... What it lacked in fun, it made up for in satisfyingness. How's that?
Okay.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, for me, a little bit different. But look, overall, I'm very positive on the film. It's absolutely... Of course, if you're listening to this, you've either seen the film or you're going to see the film in very short order. There's no question here. And the box office takings tell you that. My cinema when I walked out, because I went to our gold class sort of special seating sessions, if you will, if you're not from in Australia. And the line around the foyer.
Oh, really?
Our local cinema.
This is Sunday night, too.
Sunday evening. Literally, it went down the corridor all the way around the outskirts and out to the front door.
No way.
Yeah, for whichever session was going in next. So, and the car park was chock-a-block when I arrived.
That's nuts.
So, that's a Sunday evening before school returns on the last day of the school holidays.
Oh, that's what's happening. Yeah, the parents have been out with their kids all whole school holidays and okay, fine, we'll end it like this. I can sleep. So
that's right. Look, probably that's all we can say
in
non-spoilers. It's a definite recommend, clearly, from the both of us. We'll find out our final score. But yeah, if you're at all an MCU fan, you've yet to see it, get on board. If you have seen the film and want to stick around, well, let's do that now in our spoiler section. Now it's a free-for-all. Now we can get into the plot in detail. Wayne, totally. Why don't you take us away with all your right, considered man. Thoughts?
Dude, they killed Thanos in the first act.
Not in the first act. They killed Thanos in the first
25 minutes, right? It was nuts. I couldn't believe that shit. Wicked move. All year, people have been asking, how do they get the Infinity Stones? How do they kill Thanos? And then the writers are like, fuck everyone. Both the Stones and Thanos are destroyed within the first 25 minutes. Boom. Didn't see that coming, did you?
No. And so even though really it is the Stones that undo everything, the way that the Stones undo everything is a lot cooler than the whole just get the Geography and reverse it all.
You know what? That's what we were saying, right? It's that if they just use the Time Stone to reverse it, fuck everyone, right? Yep. So they go, okay, well, let's just destroy the Stones then, and then we can't do it that way. Boom, they nailed it.
And then bang, big 5 years later.
That is a ballsy move.
It was ballsy. And then the film for me, and now you have a different experience having seen it twice, and I will respect what you're going to say because maybe I will have it too.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, wow, now we spend 45 minutes almost twiddling our thumbs.
Okay, what I think is happening there, I know, because I felt that the first time, for sure, I totally did. It's not you twiddling your thumbs, you're checking in with the characters, and to be fair, it can get a bit tedious. There wasn't like action in between it and stuff like that. So
I'd say this is the least action-heavy MCU film that I can remember.
Oh no, there's not many fights in this movie.
There are two little ones.
Yeah.
And then the big one at the end.
Yeah.
The big battle is amazing, I have to say.
Oh, it's the scale is probably
the biggest.
Yeah, the biggest, I would say.
Even bigger than what happens in Wakanda at the end of
Infinity War. Yeah. So. And well done too. But I think that those scenes and so on, I actually didn't mind them as much, and I certainly didn't mind them as much the second time because I wasn't expecting the next action scene.
Yeah, okay.
That's a problem that it has, right? I don't know if they could actually... There's no way of telling the audience that. You've just got to have the movie, you know? So, I don't know. That part, looking at it now, they're actually well-written roles, and the whole thing where, like, the Hulk is now half Hulk, half thingy.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I love it.
Is that comic accurate?
Yes, there is one comic where the Hulk turns into what they call Smart Hulk or something, right? That, but more importantly, forget the comic, right? In the movie, I know it's confronting, right? But now that the Hulk is relatable as Mark Ruffalo, and he's kind of funny with his pose that he's doing with the kids and that sort of stuff, right?
Kind of funny.
I thought it was... I laughed. But he's so much more accessible, which means he's a much more useful character now. He's not as Hulk, and maybe that's a problem. But the Hulk is a shit character anyway. He's just big and green.
Oh!
No, he is. That's why they didn't. The Hulk standalone Hulk movies are all shit. So, you know, I mean...
treading on dangerous territory, Wade, is here.
I don't know. I'm interested to see if there's Hulk fans out there.
Of course there's Hulk fans out there. He's one of the biggest characters going around.
He's only the physically biggest.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay. I mean, he's cool after Ragnarok, for sure, no doubt. This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, time.
That's a really loud sound.
It's perfect now.
It's shit now. All right. And it's too long, bitch.
Anyway, yes, the Hulk has many, many fans. I'd be interested in what a Hulk fan thinks of this. Like, I fully expected at some point in the film he would have to go back to his pure rage Hulk thing to do a...
But he fucking didn't.
He didn't, yeah. So
and I like that.
I'm not sure how I feel about...
I've seen it a million times.
...going forward now with a smart Hulk, if you want to call it that. Anyway, that's one aspect of it. The still on the first act side of things. Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of doom and gloom. I liked Hawkeye. It was a great little...
He's cooler in this movie than he's ever been.
Yeah, that was all very cool. And I liked what he'd become, and that is a character arc for him or a storyline in the comics.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember what his name is, but I've read that somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
In the past, and there was that glimpse of him in the trailer, which gave away he was killing people in a really cool one shot.
That was Pimp in Japan. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that was cool.
And then Japan, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That was the Pimps. Let me tell you, risky move that I was, I think, eventually enamored with. They make Thor fat.
Yeah. And it did seem to be for very cheap laugh reasons.
No, they kept him fat the whole movie. Even in this final scene, he's a fat prick who's like trying to take... And it still worked. I thought it still worked. I know, it's risky. I reckon if you're a Thor fan, you're pissed.
Yeah.
I reckon. Like, it's like, whoa. Because like I was sitting there going, I wonder if they'll do this thing where he goes, I'm the god of lightning, and then all of a sudden he's thin again. Right? And I reckon they couldn't do that. Because then, like, fatties around the world will be like, this is not how it works, and shit. Like, you know, people complain. So, I reckon it was a ballsy move.
People do complain.
Yeah.
That is absolutely 100% true. Yeah, it was a ballsy move. I'm surprised they stuck with it, but you're right. Just undoing it would have been cheap.
Well, look, he had PTSD, so it's the strong man gone to seed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It did teeter on possibly making him seem a little bit like a bitch. like just in terms of, do you know what I mean? Like you used to Thor going
in that case, there's plenty of people out there going,
bitch, please. Motherfucker, just crowbarring that shit in there.
What do you mean? You walked into it.
But you see, like, you know, like you're used to Thor walking in and taking names, right? But he's not doing that for most of the show. So, but still, it worked. I think it was actually fat and schlubby Thor in the final stand. It was brave enough to attract my sort of respect.
Okay, fair enough. Now, then we get to the second act of the film, which is the heist, the time heist.
Time heist.
And how they're going to go back into their separate timelines and work out the most efficient way of getting the stones back before Thanos gets them.
Yep.
Now, I like the way they kind of make fun of time travel movies and they're having a go at...
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Scott, like, Back to the Future lied to me.
You know,
that kind of thing was pretty good. And then Hulk goes, well, that, of course, how does that work? Because your past is their...
That's right. They're saying that basically
your present
time
is their
shifts
past
are relative to yourself, not yes. relative to time. But in two lines, they do that. They go, why does everyone think that? They don't do this. And boom, yes. boom, boom. And it was good enough for me. And then so, oh, Back to the Future was bullshit.
Well, what it does is basically say, don't think too hard about this.
Well, they
just
had,
go with it.
I think that's what the scene with Tilda Swinton and the Hulk on the rooftop was for.
Yes.
She's showing that thing that you take this out, you just... But I think I did like a little bit of research and there's a lot of... most of theologian, whatever they call it, right? Say that if you go back in time, it actually would be more like that than the whole Back to the Future thing.
I'm fine with that. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. It's fine.
Because
totally
you just have to accept that this is a superhero film where they can time travel. And, and they had at least Ant-Man becomes integral because his adventures in the quantum realm allow all that to happen, which is kind of nice that he is the savior, even though it then falls to Tony Stark to perfect the technology and all the rest of that.
That was all cool. The fact that he's in his country house and he's not in his Stark yep. mansion or whatever, and he's just with his kid and whatever, but he's still got shitloads of
and
tech inside
pots.
There, pepper pots and all that. That's kind of cool. It's a good note to play, like because like we've seen his glittering mansion.
It does lead to my biggest problem with the film in terms what? Of what I just said. It doesn't bother me except this part.
What?
Once you get the gauntlet, Tony Stark says, whatever you do, bring everyone else back, but just leave what's happened. Because then I'm like, okay, we get to the end of the film and Spider-Man's walking down the hallway and there's his, I can't remember his mate's name.
Yeah, Ned. Yeah.
Ned. And he hasn't aged. I'm like, well, how does this, that doesn't, none of that works.
What do you mean? Are you in 5 years?
So everyone else has gone forward 5 years and don't change any of that, but then everyone else just comes back as they were.
Yeah, good point. I never thought about that.
Like that seems way too convenient. How can you meld these two? I mean, it just felt like it was having your cake and eating it too.
I didn't even think about that. What I thought you would have a go at was his self-serving kind of, but the truth is, he only agreed to do this. He said, look, I can't lose my family
if I do this. I'm fine with the concept.
Yeah.
I just think it's getting a bit ridiculous. like I said, have your cake and eat it too. Didn't sit okay with me. Anyway, of course.
Okay, I didn't actually pick that up.
The way it all plays out, of course, where Tony Stark meets his fate and as does Black Widow, it was very satisfying. His final words were, I am
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah, that was the shit. Because, you know, there's a tendency after fucking Game of Thrones to just assume everyone's going to die, right?
Well, we knew they weren't. We've seen Far From Home trailers. We know they're about to film Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
We've only seen Black... No, we haven't seen Black Panther, but we assume Black Panther's happening.
Black Panther 2 is coming.
Yeah.
Coogler is back.
And then, so, yeah, we knew that some of them were going to survive, but you could kill everyone but them if you wanted to, right? They're not going to fucking do that. No. But I actually didn't think that made it suffer because by only being sparingly with the people who got taken out, by the way, did you notice that Tony Stark gets this wicked funeral and Black and was it Scarlett Johansson doesn't get fuck all? Yeah,
that is true. So we lose two Avengers in all of that.
Yeah.
And technically, and I'm glad that they didn't. They didn't rewind the clock and bring back Gamora.
No, this is a new Gamora.
It's a new Gamora.
Or the old Gamora, yeah.
It's an old Gamora, so it hasn't got any
experience
with
the Guardians.
It's a
different Gamora, the one that we know is actually dead.
Yes, and so we get the very end shot of Quill searching for her somehow, mm-hmm. whatever tech he's got going on there.
Yeah.
And they replace her with Thor. Which I think has wonderful, wonderful...
Now, hang on. Is Guardians of the Galaxy got Thor in it now?
I think so.
Fat Thor?
Yeah.
He'll become more spelt
and it'll all become about, well, I want to be thinner than you, and they'll make some gag about that with Quill.
Yeah, because Quill did not lose weight for this role.
Yep. Didn't have to. He wasn't in it long enough.
Yeah, no, that's true. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's totally true. In fact, he would have shot it last year anyway.
Yes. I thought that was all fine. Here's my second problem with the second act and the time heist and all that kind of stuff. I really like the way Thanos became aware of things through Nebula and her recording and sharing. That was all great. And then the scene where it really, the moment the film turned for me was they're successful ultimately. They get all the stones back. Hulk does the unsnapping, if you will. And then Scott Lang walks out and goes, guys, I think it really worked. And then these missiles are coming.
I know.
And blows up. Now, Number one problem. I don't care if they're most of them are superheroes. A couple of them aren't. They Every all survive. Survive this entire huge explosion. I'm like, well, come on.
Now. I knew you'd have.
The other thing I have a problem with is the Soul Stone and the way they retrieve that.
Okay, look. You know what? Let's do the cop out conveniences bit. All right. Let's just talk about that. You are 100% right. Mm-hmm. If what you're about to say is, isn't it fortunate that two people who love each other went after the Soul Stone?
Did they love each other though?
No, these guys have been
Black Widow has been kind of linked to the Hulk. And she's kind of loved everyone, and it just seems a bit too fucking convenient for me. I don't
because you would think Jeremy Renner would have to murder his own family. Child. Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't love her,
but they're already gone.
Bollocks! Now nah.
is she the person he loves next?
And they kind of try to justify like I've been looking for you for 5 years. At no point in any of the previous films have I got these two are totally into each other because there's no way Hawkeye is on a mad, murderous rampage killing spree for the last 5 years if he actually loves her and not his wife and family.
No, but they're gone. See?
Yeah, but he knows that. He knows they're gone.
But they're already gone. He now has to lose the thing he loves most, which is would have been his family, but they're already gone. They went in the snapping. So is Scarlett Johansson the woman he loves or the thing he loves most next in the world? Potentially. This is his work relationship for years. I'm just saying, if it wasn't his family, he hasn't got anyone else. I don't know.
The thing you love most in the world. Is that all it is? The thing you love most in the world.
Yeah, you must lose what you love most.
I don't know. I reckon he loves his bow and arrow more. He should just throw that over the edge.
No. Definitely Scarlett Johansson. And you know what? I would actually be more willing to believe that he is the thing she loves most because she's got nothing but the Hulk. Yeah. And she ain't even seen his ass in like 2 years. So,
yeah. Oh, at that point, he's
back. That's right, he's back. Yeah.
I don't know. That didn't really work for me. I'm like,
okay.
And they're both having this argument about who's going to die, who's going to kill themselves. And that was it was cool the way they fought about it. Yeah. But the whole time, I'm like, yeah, but you guys don't really love each other. This is dumb.
No, I bought it. I bought that. Well, you know what? It's just the convenience is more that they happen to have. These are the two people that probably you could argue each love each other the most that are still alive. What if fucking War Machine and fucking what's her name?
What if
they went? They wouldn't give a fuck about each other.
Rocket and Nebula went.
Yeah, they're like, fuck off. I don't care about either of you. Exactly. So all of that shit.
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
anyway,
it's
a small thing.
These conveniences happen in all Marvel movies, sure. So that's fine. So we'll just pick out a few more. Scott Lang comes back from the quantum realm
with
in
a
very slipshod manner. This rat happens to hit this thing. Okay, fine. Also, Stark Tech? So that can just handle Infinity Stones now? Is that it? Because before, the Infinity Gauntlet was made by fucking Tyrion Lannister in fucking this Bifrost shit. But now Stark Tech can just do the same thing.
Yeah, true. But he pays for it with his life. So that's something.
But so would anyone who've put on that, because that's what happened to Thanos with the gauntlet.
Well, he got burnt, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Same with the Hulk.
Same with the Hulk, exactly. Yeah. Oh, there was also this bit where, I know I'm going to catch some heat for this, but I'm sorry, I thought it was cheesy. There's a bit in the main battle where all the chicks in the movie happen to be together to face down Thanos.
I've written that down, the girl power shot. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, it was cheesy, all right? It was cheesy.
I liked it.
Come on. It's like if all the animals got together. I don't know, it was a fucking stupid.
Father of a daughter, I liked it.
Oh, fine. Look. Obviously, you're the one people like. So,
sure. But that's not the way the votes have been going, motherfucker. Can I just say, I think the final act, as much as I sort of sound a little bit down about the first two acts, I'm not down. I just think they weren't as good as I was expecting. But the final act delivers and delivers a time and again. There were some magic shots. There's a moment
Let's talk about the best shit now.
The best shit ever in the film, and the moment I got chills, apart from when they all return, is when Captain America is standing there by himself.
What?
And he's going to lay down his life. Just to try and get this gauntlet away from Thanos.
Try and
stop Thanos before he gets to the gauntlet. Yeah. It's just that shot, and it's the entire Thanos army arrayed against him, and just one bloke
side.
So everyone else has been incapacitated, knocked out.
Yeah.
And
He's
already been bloodied up and beaten quite badly, and he just tightens the strap on his shield.
Oh, but dude,
holy shit, man!
The best bit was right after that, where fucking Captain America fucking calls Mjolnir and uses Thor's hammer.
Oh, yes. And then there was that.
I cheered like a bitch when I saw that. I was like, oh my God! And it's like, and he even uses the fucking lightning. I'm like, this motherfucker's worthy.
Yep.
Right? That is the shit.
And then I trade at one point. I was like, no, you have the small one.
Yeah, that is pure class, man. And like you said, when the heroes start turning up in those orange
circles.
Oh, it was
beautiful. It was so
that
good.
That was another people cheered.
Chills moment. No one cheered in my cinema. There was one dude who was way too loud in the back row somewhere who was like, oh, shit.
Oh shit!
When Hawkeye's family all got dusted at the start, and he yelled out a couple other things like "Yeah," but he was the only one making.
You know what? That happened to me years ago in a screening of Under Siege with Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
There's one bit where he throws a knife across the kitchen and takes out a guy.
Yep.
All you hear is from the audience in the middle of no one made me crack up. Anyway, the one other final wicked thing for me was I love how they sent Captain America off. That is the best possible outcome for him.
Yeah.
He's got to have
it's a good way to write him out.
Oh, yeah. He's got a real life and he gets fucking Agent Carter, who he's been seeing die all the way through the fucking, you know, I don't know, man. He got to be happy.
We even got Rene Russo. We even got Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman was apparently fucked the MCU, fucked this one out, and she even turned back up for a little bit of a cameo.
You know what I reckon happened? I reckon all of the agents or whatever, MCU would be like, reach out to, you know, these people agents and say, listen, this is the biggest movie in the entire fucking universe.
3 days worth of work for you. Come on board.
No, fuck you. You come and do it for free because it's going to totally boost your career. Yeah,
maybe.
Totally, man. And they get to come to the party.
And Loki, I guess, didn't come back. I'm not sure why Loki wouldn't have come back.
No, they're developing a Disney Plus show with Loki in it now.
So he's back, right? So he died
of Loki because he fucked off, remember? He fucked off from because they dropped the...
Yeah, he got away with the Tesseract.
So that version of Loki, which normally would have died, is now a different Loki.
But why wouldn't the Loki who died... Oh, because he died before the snapping. Yeah. So it's only people who are unsnapped.
Or he disappeared before... I don't know. That's the thing. There's a bunch of...
So the time travel thing.
If you pull it apart, you're in the trouble.
Yeah. All right, well, look, probably... Oh, one thing I wanted to point out to you.
Yeah.
All these years you've been bitching about the number of endings of Return of the King. Surely you had a problem with the number of endings in this film.
No. Here's the thing. After the fucking shit goes down, there's definitely like three big ass scenes, right? But one of those scenes was Captain America with the best end off ever, right? Even though I do not agree with making Falcon the fucking next Captain America.
And not Bucky.
Bucky is already, he's already in synthetic, he's already enhanced, and he's got a steel arm. Falcon has wings. I don't know, man.
Right? Wings that stab.
Yeah, there's a bit of that going on. Yes. I knew it was going long, but I knew it had to wrap up. So I was fine with it.
What was the difference that Return of the King?
Return of the King, by that stage, everyone was pissed off, man. Everyone, like, it looked like an ending, then it looked like an ending, then it looked like an ending.
To me, it felt like that could have ended 3-4 times over this one as well.
No, you knew.
And I'm okay with the Return of the King ending, and I'm okay with this ending. I'm just saying, you, who were so sensitive to that, I thought, well, Wayne will be pissed off at this. No, he won't, because he'll make some bullshit excuses to why it's different, and it feels more satisfying.
No way, this is definitely cleaner than the Return of the King one. There you go. Fuck off! I reckon if you measure the time, this one's shorter. How you like them apples?
All right. Well, that's probably all. We're running long already on this. Yep. It's a big review of a big film. The biggest film, I would say. I can't see Star Wars making as much money as this.
Nope.
Episode 9. I think the fan base has turned a bit on it and they're a bit sick and a bit over Star Wars. I'm not saying it won't be a success, but huge. I just don't think it's going to be as huge as this.
I reckon after this, Disney's like, I don't even give a fuck if Star Wars does well.
Probably don't need to.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne, give us a score then. Out of 100, what is your final thought and score for Avengers Endgame?
Oh, it's got to be 91. It's got to be 91.
What did you give Infinity War?
I don't know.
91. Holy crap. That's new thing.
Because, look, they've never done this before and they could easily have fucked this up, but they didn't.
I don't think they could have fucked it up after how good Infinity War was.
You never know. That's Kill true. Bill Volume 2, bitch.
Yeah, most people like that. We are the exceptions to the rule. All right, well, I'm going to say this definitively. Avengers Endgame is the very best 20-second film into a franchise ever made.
20-second?
20-second film in a franchise.
Oh, 20-second, yeah, yes. Fuck off.
It is also, I'm going to give it a 75, and it could go up or down on second.
75 is low.
Yeah, like I said, it didn't blow me away the way it did.
All right. All right.
Infinity War did. So that's it. That's us. Look, it's still two massive recommendations. Wayne is pretty much got his bar in his hand.
Mate, I'm just slapping it around. Forget about it.
If you've seen the film and want to give us some feedback, what you thought, please do hit us up at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, there's bits that were spoiled for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The two deaths, Black Widow and Tony
Stark. Hunt this piece of shit down and cut him. You know what?
Cunt.
I reckon if you didn't know Tony was going to die, you'd have liked it more. I reckon your score would be up a bit.
I wanted to acknowledge that I actually think my score would have been higher had I not known. And I did my best to forget, and I knew Black Widow. I remember that. And I wasn't sure if he was being serious or not, so I hoped against hope the entire time. Every time the film shaped that one of them might die, I'm like, oh, well, there you go, there it happened.
Well, I thought the fucking... There's a lot of times where, like... Because the whole rumor is Steve Rogers is going to die, right? And they're like, oh, here comes. Oh, they didn't do it.
It's always a surprise.
So satisfying.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
Sorry, I've finished how to get in contact with us on Twitter at TheCountdownPC. And, of course, you can hit us up in our Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes. All right, that is it for this week's feature review.
Hope you enjoyed that, folks.
Yeah, it was a good, fun discussion and from very different perspectives or viewing experiences. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been Wayne Again on the Soundboard.
All of your arguments are like my asshole, man.
We will catch you next time. doesn't it star? But amongst those who are in it, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans.
Sorry. Dumb cunt. Sorry.
How do you lose your headphones off your head?
I was trying to scratch my ear and the cunt off. Sorry. Sorry.
Ah, well, there's a blooper.
He said stars, Robert Downey.
Stars, Robert Downey Jr. He's like, fuck yes!